Mentioned.
514, please.
Approve fiscal year 2018-19 cost of living adjustments to pay rates for non-represented classifications and elected officials. Specify the effect upon employees in the classifications involved and provide for payment.
Colleagues, the City Council sets the rates of pay for all non-represented classifications and elected officials. This ordinance provides non-representative classifications 3.6% increase effective 7/1/18, which is consistent with the increase that represented employees will receive per collective bargaining agreements. This ordinance also provides an increase of 3.6% to non-represented seasonal or casual employees, except for when a greater increase is mandated by state minimum wage requirements. The mayor and individual commissioners may request that their salaries be frozen at current levels. We have Elizabeth Nunes from HR here to discuss. Greetings.
Greetings. My name is Elizabeth Nunes.
I'm
the classification.
Elizabeth, I apologize. I mispronounced your last name. Sorry.
Everyone does. Don't worry.
Thank you.
I'm from BHR. I'm the classification and compensation manager. And, well, Mayor Wheeler, you just took all my stuff away. I'm presenting the ordinance to create a 3.6% cost of living increase adjustment to the pay rates for all non-represented employees, the non-represented classifications, and elected officials. The cost for the current fiscal year 2017-18 is zero. For the future 2018-19 fiscal year, the total cost is just under $6.7 million. $3.1 million of that is going to be out of the general fund, and the remaining $3.6 million is for the non-general fund bureaus. Do you have any questions?
I have a question.
Fish.
So there are different measurements that people refer to for the rate of inflation. We use, as part of our contract, a particular formula, which gets us, in this instance, to 3.6%. Can you just remind us how we get to 3.6% cost of living adjustment?
Yes. I wish I were the city economist, but I'm not. Josh Harwood would really do a good job of explaining it. We have consistently, along with other public jurisdictions, used what's called the CPIW, and it's, I believe, a measure of the second half of the year last year brought forward with mathematical calculations to get us to what is expected to be an average for this year and going forward 6 months. That particular index, and there are a number of them, we've recently learned that they're doing away with it. So this is the last year we'll actually get to use it. Going forward, I believe we've already figured out a new index to use, but this is the one that gets us to the most accurate prediction of both in the last 6 months and going forward 6 months what the average cost of living will be. There have been estimations that it should be higher than 3.6. I've heard estimations up to 5%, but we try and focus in on a consistent measuring tool, and that one this year is 3.6.
I'm from recollection, a few years ago, when interest rates were really historically low, the COLA was, I think, under 1%.
Yeah, 0.9%.
0.9%. And is the rising cost of housing factored into this particular index?
Housing is always a factor. Yes, it's housing, food, clothing, all the standard cost of living things that are considered in any geographical area.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. This is a first reading of the non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.